Do you ever get bored as a stay-at-home mom? And it's okay if you answer yes. It's okay. Don't feel guilty. I think we all feel a little bit bored sometimes. So much of what you do in your day is repetitive. You know, you read the same books, you do the same routines. Most of the time you're cooking the same meals. And it's okay. It can feel a little boring sometimes. And all this repetition, it can easily make this season of life feel dull and boring and even a waste of time. You know, so often I hear, and I'm sure that you've heard it too, or maybe you've even said it, like, I could never be a stay-at-home mom. I'd get so bored. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So today we're going to flip that belief that being a stay-at-home mom means leading a boring life on its head so that you can begin to actually, genuinely, really enjoy your life and all that this season with your kids has to offer. So if you're ready to get more out of your life and not be bored and not feel like you're just on the same hamster wheel over and over again, go reheat your coffee, refill your coffee, grab what you need to grab, maybe get an activity for your kids so they can be entertained, and let's dive into this today. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. So I want to share three really quick tips with you that has really helped me move from feeling like, gosh, I'm so bored, this is so boring, to I'm actually enjoying my days and truly having fun and having, you know, living a joyful life. That's what we're all here to do, right? Is to live joy-filled and to be joy-filled in every season of life, including this season with young kids and being home and kind of doing the same things over and over again. And yes, it is possible to have fun and live a lively, exciting life, even when you feel like you're doing the same thing. It's because, and there's three things I want to share with you. The first one is that it really all starts with belief. It's true what they say, change your mind, change your life. You know, so much of what we believe to be true about our lives, it really just comes down to our perception and how we're viewing our life. And the good news is you can change your perception. You know, when I first became a mom, and I've been a stay-at-home mom from the very beginning, from the get-go, but when I first became a mom, I remember feeling like, this is everything I've ever wanted to do, and why don't I enjoy it? Why am I so bored? I've never desired to, like, work a job or be at work all day, but I would give anything to just be able to go to work and, like, do something with my life. And I'm just so bored with this baby. And maybe you felt that way too. You know, I found myself really envying other women in the same season of life as me that were, you know, working or just living in a different season, or being able to be out of the house and just feeling like my life is so dull, my life is so boring, I'm just home with my baby, and look at them doing all these exciting things. And it was such a struggle until I realized that it's not about what I'm doing or what they're doing or you know, how I'm filling my day. It really is about what I believe to be true about my life. And so we can change our perception. And it wasn't until I began to change the way I viewed my life and my season, and really began to just value this season of life a lot more, that I started really being able to immerse myself in it and find joy in it and find the fun, because there is so much fun. Like, I know I say a lot, there is so much joy to be found in this season, but there is also so much fun to be had in this season with our kids. Like, we get to just let loose a little bit and dive into these kid activities that some people scoff at, or, you know, you don't, oh, I, you know, I see, like posts on social media complaining about, you know, our kids asking us to play with them. But like, if you see it as a chore, if you see your kids as a chore, then you're always going to feel bored and you're always going to wish you were doing something else. But if you see your children as an opportunity and something that you get to do and you get to just be able to pour into them, then it's going to change everything. So I would just ask you, like, are you bored, or have you just conditioned your brain to believe that you're bored, to believe that you should be doing something more or something better? Are you bored, or does social media just have you stuck in a comparison trap like I was, where you're just looking at everyone else and what everyone else is doing and how seemingly exciting their lives seem to be, and you're just over here at home all day, every day, doing the same thing over and over again? When, newsflash, that's everyone. Most people live a life that is kind of the same thing over and over again. Whether it's get up, go to work, work my job, come home, make dinner, go to bed, or it's, you know, get up, make breakfast for my kids, spend the day with my kids, do you get what I'm saying? We all live lives of repetition. We all have the opportunity to either make that repetition boring or make it fun and exciting and be fulfilled by it. And we get to choose how we view our lives. And so I would just say, if you're struggling, if you're feeling like you're bored, like your life is boring, and how am I ever going to get through this season as a stay-at-home mom because I just want to be out of the house, I'm so bored, like, maybe start with the way that you're viewing this season. Maybe start with your mindset around this season. Maybe start with your belief about this season. And I have lots of podcast episodes about mindset and about just embracing this season fully and about purpose and all of that. And so go back through and find some episodes on mindset, because I have lots, because this is something that I've struggled with. And so before we get any further, I want you to think and really take the time to be honest with yourself and answer the question, like, how am I viewing this season? Is my boredom stemming from really being bored, or is it just my belief about my season and what I quote unquote should be doing with my life? So that's the first thing you need to do. If you're bored as a mom, if you feel like everything's repetitive, just start with evaluating your mindset surrounding this season of your life. Advice, whatever you want to call it, that I want to give you today is, if you feel like you're doing the same thing every day, like, this is going to feel so basic, but just try something new. Like, the awesome thing about being a stay-at-home mom, and this is something that I had to really embrace, because I wanted to, like, structure my days super structured, because, like, that's what made me feel like I was productive, and that's what made me feel like I was getting things done and checking things off the list. But, like, the cool thing about this season of our lives is there is a lot of wiggle room. And especially if you don't have kids in school yet, or, you know, you are, like, full-time stay-at-home mom with young kids and you are pretty much making your own schedule, you're pretty much, like, you can do what you want. You get to make your own schedule and you get to do what you want. Like, that's exciting. And we don't have to, you know, have this, like, boring to-do list, this boring checklist every day, all day, if that's not something that you want. You get to try new things. So switch it up. Do something new and exciting with the kids. Like, if your life is just kind of feeling dull and you just feel like you're doing the same things all the time, try something new. It's so simple, but really just add something new to your schedule. Go on Pinterest and look up new activities that you can do with the kids. Like, there's so many things that you can do right in your home that take minimal or no supplies, like little games and activities. Just make it fun. Make a fort in the living room and have popcorn and a movie on a random Tuesday with your kids, or meet up with a friend. I've talked about this and I'll keep talking about this, but find some mom friends in your area and start meeting up. take them to a local park or go to a museum or, you know, find something new and fun to do. Go to the library. The library's free and it's so entertaining for kids. Whatever you do, just try something new. If you really feel like, okay, I really am bored though, Jenna. It's not my mindset. I really am bored. So try something new. That's the cool thing about this season of life. We get to try new things. We get to switch up our schedule. For the most part, we're in control of what our days look like. So throw something new in your schedule to switch things up and have a little more fun. If you feel like you're on a hamster wheel, just get off the wheel. Like, the funny thing about hamsters is that they can get off anytime they want. They just don't. So if you feel like you're on a hamster wheel, my friend, you are not a hamster and you can get off the wheel. Do something different. Switch things up. Try something new. I know it feels simple, but it is simple. But sometimes we just need to be reminded of the simple things, right? Am I right? Okay, and then lastly, this is the best thing that I have done, which is schedule fun time in your calendar so that it actually happens. We have a standing family movie night. Every Friday night, we do pizza and a family movie night. And sometimes we even bring the kids' mattresses down to the living room and have a sleepover, which is super fun. Well, super fun for them. And Brian and I, we get through it. You know, having a sleepover on two twin beds is, you know, it's interesting, but we do it because it's so fun for the kids and they love it so much. So schedule fun time in your calendar so that it actually happens. Us moms, we love our schedules, we love our routines, and most of us, we operate by, if it's not on the calendar, it's not happening. So I know we just talked about trying new things and throwing new things into your day. The way that it's actually going to happen is if you schedule it and write it down in your calendar, your planner, whatever you use. Schedule your fun time and commit to it. Schedule and plan your activities ahead of time. Like I said, go on Pinterest, look up fun preschool toddler activities to do with kids inside, and do it ahead of time so that you have all the supplies you need. And this is a really great way to just bring some exciting things into your life. And I know that this is heavily focused on activities with the kids, not like overcoming boredom when as it pertains to our days with the kids. And I think that talking about overcoming boredom and making time for things for yourself, like that is a whole nother episode. That's a whole nother topic that we can get into. But today I just wanted to focus on your day-to-day life. How can we get some excitement and make it fun and feel like you're having fun and feel like your life isn't bored in your day-to-day life, which for all of us, most of us, that includes our kids. So start with your mindset. If you feel like you're doing the same thing every day, try something new and schedule those new things in your calendar so that they actually happen. You know, this season of your life, it really does fly by in the blink of an eye. And I know that you're not doing like normal adult things. And I know that you might be thinking, well, I don't like doing kid activities. I don't want to play on the floor. I don't want to, like, you know, going to the museum is not really that exciting for me. But embracing this season for what it is and really just immersing yourself in the kid stuff and in the little things with them, it really helps you get the most out of it and enjoy even the boring things. Your season for adult things and all that stuff is coming, and chances are you'll look back on this season of your life and you'll miss it. So don't take it for granted. And I know that I said go back and look through and read and listen to some episodes about mindset, but there's one specifically that I really want you to listen to, and it's episode 34. It's titled Mom Goals, How to Show Up as Your Best Self Every Single Day. It's an episode from around this time last year that will help your perspective on these seemingly boring and simple days. So that's all for today. I hope that you have some more ideas on how to just spruce things up in your life, make things a little bit more exciting when it comes to your day-to-day with your kids. And I hope this gave you permission to like throw some fun, exciting things into your calendar. Schedule some fun day dates with your kids to just liven it up and make it more exciting, because the season is short and we will miss it if we don't. We'll miss it if we take it for granted. So let's not take it for granted. Amen. I'm gonna pray for you real quick before we go. Lord, I thank you for my sister, and I pray that you would just be with her. God, I pray that you would give her perspective, that you would shift her mindset around these early years of motherhood. Lord, I pray that you would just give her joy unspeakable, and that she would approach her days with just so much gratitude, that you would shift her perspective, that you would change her mind surrounding these days. And Lord, I pray that you would bless her home, bless her family. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.